Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
OFM 91.0.
Well, 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 welcome, welcome yet again to another episode of Freedom Pioneers of Africa. I am your presenter, Chipolina, aka Golden Spears. And of course, we are going to be talking about or to another exciting innovator or inventor of the descendant of Africa. Now, this is episode 6. Now, if you've been following our show, you would know that Thursdays, we always talk about the Freedom Pioneers of Africa from different types of, you know, African countries, basically Southern African countries. So, today we will be talking about Jolinta Josephs, the inventor of Cernovator. Now, a local community changes meet with a global connector to see how we can shift Africa's big thoughts and create opportunities. Now, the future of Africa is often regarded in a strangely unimaginative and pessimistic way, rather. Yet Africa today is full of diversity, economic potential, and innovative development. The Frederick Norman Foundation for Freedom is a liberal institution that supports innovation and other liberal policies in Africa and around the world. With this radio program, they aim to encourage young people to take the reins of action and start thinking about how they too can use their entrepreneurial spirit to bring about positive change in their communities and beyond. Find them on social media, Frederick Norman Foundation Africa. We hear from an African pioneer who is innovating to address malnutrition in Tanzania by making sure that her product is affordable, cost-effective, and sustainable, mobilizing smallholder farmers and empowering many female farmers in her community. Looking at the short information or statistics related to the theme of our episode today. Tanzania is one of the least developed and food deficient countries on the planet. Now, according to the United Nations World Food Program, more than 40% of Tanzania's population live in regions where food shortages are common. Despite making progress in fighting malnutrition a decade ago, Tanzania is still struggling to fight chronic malnutrition, which affects 34% of children below the age of 5. Before we listen to her, I just want to give you just a little bit of or about her, because I am so much inspired yet again by her. Now, an upsurge in cases of malnutrition among children in rural Tanzania, combined with the issue of poor markets for farmers, inspired Jolinta Joseph to venture into the nutrition business in 2017. Her enterprise, Cernovator, started out by selling orange-fleshed sweet potatoes to consumers, but has evolved over time to add value to the OFSP. That is actually basically what I found out about her. Now, without any, you know, further ado, let's listen to the lovely Jolinta Joseph.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
My inspiration about Cernovator is tackling malnutrition through cost-effective ways and reaching out the most vulnerable communities who are in the villages.
My name is Jolinta Joseph from Morogoro, Tanzania. I'm Freedom Pioneer of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
When I was young, my parents are peasants doing agriculture for quite long, and we have been involved while we are young, because our father used to tell us, if you want to go to higher education, we need to do agriculture so that you get school fees and all what you want. Taking that into my mind that agriculture is the backbone of the family is what took us to the school. So I have been passionate about it. And as it is source of food, it's source of income. So after my university, I did Bachelor of Science in Human Nutrition. I have been working with some of the NGOs, and is where I just realized that there are high rates of malnutrition in the rural areas in the local communities. As a nutritionist, I thought the way that can help these people is using staple crops, because 60% of them, they are consuming as staple crops. So I started thinking which staple crops that are improved and can reach out to this vulnerable community. So is where I start thinking of biofortified crops in Tanzania, which are orange flesh sweet potatoes, provitamin A maize, as well as high iron and zinc beans, and then start adding value and processing so that we can reach out also people who are in the midtown and the town, as well as people in the rural areas who are the main producers. Sanavita, we are not doing breeding. So what we are actually doing, we are taking the released varieties from the research institute. So currently we are working closely with Kibaha Research Institute, who are doing vine multiplication for the orange flesh sweet potatoes. And then we just take them from there to the farmers, because is where we can access the clean vines. And then we are working closely with Meru Agro, who are doing breeding for this provitamin A maize, and also Celiani Research Institute for the beans. So we are just taking from the research institute, and then we just take to the farmers depending on what varieties we need. So you usually start with idea, what you want to do. Do I want this product to be rich in maybe protein, iron, zinc, vitamin A? After having it in your mind, you start doing it, and then you produce first batch, make it a porridge-like, and then you make people test it. You get the feedback. After getting the feedback, you go back and then improve it in terms of taste, color, in terms of smell, and all those. And then after having a final product is where I usually go to the lab and then do the test to know how much protein, how much vitamins, and whatever I intended to have it in the product. And then if from the lab I confirm that everything is okay, then product is ready to go to the market after having the design and the package of that product. And then if you receive the lab test, how it looks like, and then you go and improve it, and then you go back for the sensory evaluation. So it's a process. It's something that it takes sometimes. Sometimes it can take up to 3 months, 6 months. It depends what kind of product and who are you targeting. In 5 years, I will see like reaching out the whole country. Currently 3 regions, but in 5 years, I feel like I will be feeding all supermarkets across the country. And how is that possible? In 5 years, I think I will have my own big premise, having my own buildings, solar dryers, parking room, and everything. Because currently we have already raised some of the money to have our own machines and the like. So we are just missing a solar dryer and building. So in 5 years, I think we will be in our own production site, and that will help us to have to reach out more in the country and also export to some of the areas. Currently, we are discussing with some of the people about school feeding programs, and we are discussing with other people who want to export our products to UK and South Africa. So in 5 years, I think our future is a bit bright, and we see that we will reach to that point.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Baada ya kumsikiliza yule mtakatifu hayo yote ambayo ameyazungumza, ndio yale yale niliyoyatolea ufafanuzi. Sasa twende tukasikilize akizungumza na Bianca toka Ujerumani, akimshauri, akimtia moyo, lakini vile vile akimuonyesha njia ya wapi apite katika kuhakikisha kwamba changamoto zinazomkabili aweze kukabiliana nazo na aendelee kutoa msaada huu ambao wanaofanya kwa hivi sasa kuisaidia jamii, hususan katika upande wa lishe, kutatua changamoto zinazowakabili.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Hello.
Hello, Julenta. This is Bianca Pretorius speaking. I'm calling from Berlin, Germany. I've discovered your business and I really like what you're doing. So you take basically sweet potatoes and you solve the problem of malnutrition in Tanzania. How did you come up with this idea?
Currently, we are doing two lines of products. One is milling, then we make products like a flour. We are baking flour from orange rice with potatoes, mixing with the rice and pumpkin seeds. And we have another recipe for a thick porridge that is provitamin A maize and mixed with a bit of cassava. With the bakery products, currently we have a nice bites. This is made up from orange fresh sweet potatoes. We have biscuits made from orange fresh sweet potatoes, high iron and zinc beans, and cashew nuts. At least we wish this stunting kids, which is around 32%, we solve that problem, at least to reduce malnutrition, anemia, and vitamin A deficiency.
Wow. The reason why I was really inspired by your business is because you're, from my perspective, you're solving a crisis that is just about to get bigger because of climate crisis, geopolitical challenges and wars. It's so important that humans get food and that the food is the quality that keeps them healthy. It must have been a challenge to get your first customers. Was it hard for people to adapt to eating the powder? How do they take it on board?
About 60% of the food we are consuming are being produced by smallholder farmers. And 60% of the foods we are consuming are staples. So all these are the staple crops. So for us, targeting smallholder farmers in terms of production was not a big challenge because most of the people were being producing this as their food. But the issue, they were just producing the normal white sweet potatoes. And for the people in the peri-urban and in the urban areas, we are creating awareness so that we create the demand to the people because these crops are a bit new to most of the customers, mainly in the rural areas. So we are doing awareness creation, focusing on the health benefits of these crops. After people testing our products, become much easier because everybody is referring to us so that we provide that product to the other people.
I mean, we are here to talk about entrepreneurship and to have people find out how Julenta Joseph did her way to become that. You basically run a factory, you innovate the process of creating the food, and you're running awareness campaigns for changing people's mind about consuming specific foods. Those must have been covered with challenges. What are the ones that are still in front of you?
Market research is showing that the need is high, but our capacity to supply is becoming low. So we are looking forward to work with our partners so that we have our own factory. So we are currently looking forward to fundraise to make sure that we, in 3 years, we have our own production site.
Julenta, so interesting to talk to an entrepreneur like you. I guess there's plenty of entrepreneurs to be that listening today and that might think about their own idea. So here are the three takeaways that we might want to give them. So first, as an entrepreneur, you find yourself often waiting for investment to come, for capital to pump up the resources. Try to open your mind on in what forms those capital comes. Because sometimes for a startup, the capital comes in form of relationship as a currency. The second takeaway is, the innovation that you're creating, you're basically food innovation. So you're a nutritionist at heart and you're changing and improving the nutritions of food at a scale. So this is a kind of innovation that needs to be communicated. And so half of your product is also the brand story. And so that people understand why this product is different and why these cookies, biscuits, powders are better. And maybe a last point is that whenever somebody creates innovation, if you also, the listeners of this show, if you have this idea to bring to the market that didn't exist before, your main challenge will be to tell people why they should change their habits of how they dealt with this issue before. So creating awareness is what Julenta is already doing, and it's really a big part of her business, to to tell the story and tell the reasons and communicate it over and over again why this is needed and why this is better than beforehand. Jolenta, this is such an inspiring business. I think that you're onto something huge. Thank you so much for talking to me. It was a pleasure and an honor to speak to you.
Thank you so much. It was also nice discussions. Thank you so much for your time.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Check this out.
High Definition Radio. The Underground.
Shall we proceed?
I'd like to thank both our changemaker and our global connector for those truly inspiring words. What are your thoughts on this innovation? Is it innovative? How can Sana Vita grow? What are your thoughts on empowering women in business? If you were to create a way to feed your community, what would you do? What are the innovation gaps in your community? Can you think of something that your community needs that should be invented to help with the problem? I'd like to say a huge thank you to all of you who sent through your voice notes. I know I love listening to them every week because they're so insightful and I really, really take some good points away from them. But unfortunately, there can only be one winner, and I really think this week's winner deserved it. So up next, I'm going to play them for you.
Hi there. I think this project is innovative and is very, very important and will be successful. Why I'm saying so, the product will grow if there are many hands to help it and enough funding. Empowering women in business is a must, and especially in African countries. To feed my community, I would create a feeding scheme that empowers people to learn to farm, to donate money, and to spend on supplies. The gap in my community is not enough money for studying and education. So if I had the funds, I would fix that through bursaries. Thank you.
Please call us back. I know I'm missing some calls, maybe because the number is busy also. But please, you can still call 0971-2239-42. Let's hear from the other caller. Good evening. How are you?
Hello, it's John. Yes.
John from where?
From Mateo.
Okay, let's try this. What are your thoughts on Jolenta's innovation?
For me, I think it's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Looking according to the I would actually refer to Zambian situation.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it's very good. It gives, at least, it reduces the amount of poverty in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then, is it innovative? Do you think it's innovative in nature? Or is it innovative?
It is.
Uh-huh.
According to the internet now, to depend on how much production you have.
Okay.
Yes. Because if you have a high production of product, it also reduces poverty. Also a betterment of way of life of people in society.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. How can Sana Vita grow?
Grow.
How can it grow?
Okay. You advertise, getting help from the government, that's one way, and encouraging people in the community, and teaching them on how the advantages of that business, and also how much it can help the community.
Okay, and then what are your thoughts on empowering women in business? What is the importance of empowering women kumatero in business?
Yes, you find that kumatero, most husband and wife, the husband struggles to find money. And then most of the kumatero, those mothers, they are like, don't do anything, they are home mothers. They just wash and do this. And that's not after helping the husband. A better way you can do it is, at least when you take a piece week, if this same program, let's say for innovation, If our women are empowered, they can be able to stand on their own and take their children for school, buy some groceries at home.
Okay. And then can you think, what are the innovation gaps in your community, Mumatero? Mwana mwana mchana vevi missing?
Mumatero vevi missing, yeah. Is that true? Yes, people out there are trying in Mumatero, are trying to come up with these programs. Unfortunately, sometimes people to sponsor that program is the thing that lacks. Sometimes it's some help from the government. If the government is not trying to push that program ahead, it becomes one of the challenges that people face.
And then can you think of something that your community needs that should be invited to help with the problem in your community?
Okay, let's say like Joentel's situation, this is a production of most of our crops.
Mm-hmm.
The government might try in their power to find a way to maybe build boroughs when they're finding climate changes.
I guess bond siyamthole no kala ngapho sebusawuze ngoma FM sobona.
Hello.
Yebo kunjani?
Njani?
Siyaphila. Sikhuluma noba.
Nomvula.
Nomvula waba isibongo Nomvula. Isibongo sika Nomvula ungwakaba isibongo.
Wabtheles.
Wabtheles kuphi nendawo?
Bidi. Yeah.
Oh, manje uyishayelani ngani?
Khalela isifone yami.
Oh, nawe kumbuzo oqala asitshele Nomvula Buthelezi yini uyicabangayo ngebhizinisi lika Jolenta okuthiwa iSanavita. Yini uyicabangayo?
Sengicabangayo nje ngichaze kanjani.
Sengisho ukuthi uma uzwa kuthiwa unebhizinisi lokwazi ukuphakela abantu abenzele ukudla ngalokho bona basoke becabanga ukuthi kudoti kungaba amakhasi kungaba inhlamvu wena ucabangani ngalokho isenzo sakhe sokuthi wenza lo nto leyo wena ufikele emuphi umcabango
ngoba ukuthi lokho kwenzeka ukuthi esizwe umphakathi abantu noma abantu abahluphekile.
Uma ucabanga nje wena Nomvula leli business lingakhula kanjani le Sanavita ingalekelelwa kanjani ukuze ikhule uma ubheka nje ngokwakho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi singalekelela ngokuthi nathi singachitha ukudla okudala lokho kade kusho sihambise kuyena simfunele nje loxhaso ukuze sizothola nathi kwisini.
Okay. Ngokwakho ikuphi ongakwenza noma ongakusho kubantu abafana njengoJolenta abangabantu besifazane abangosomabhizinisi wena ubungabakhuthaza ngokuthini?
Ngabakhuthaza nje. Ngabakhuthaza ngokuthi aqhubeke ephambili aqhuqumezele nathi thina abantu besifazane ukuthi singabheki ukwenzela abantu besilisa. Ngoba basixhaphaza ngakho ukuthi basenzela yonke into.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.